serious, why did you consider it at all?
Sure. If we can have a productive practice outside, we are going to be outside, period. And, you know, it just seems like at this point that it may not be able to be the case if, you know, if the weather stays the way it is.
Anything you don't get to do with the bubble?
Most of the time, most of the things you can get done. You know, obviously punting and kicking with the roof, and then the width of the field a little bit is not quite normal, but we're not going to worry about it. We're going to go in there and practice and get better.
Why the change of punter? What do you like about Mitch Berger
that season? We've always tried to evaluate every player on our roster, every position. If we feel like there's a opportunity for us to improve the team, then we were going to do that at any spot. And certainly wasn't, something where Brett was the only person that had made any mistakes or done anything that we didn't like on the punt team. But just felt like at this point, with some of the things we're asking our punter to do, that Mitch would give us an opportunity to improve in that area, and made the change. And we're going to work hard to make sure that it's the right move. He's a veteran guy who's been asked to punt the ball, in different ways, different styles. We don't just tell our punter to kick it as far as you can on every play. So we ask a lot of them. And, Mitch has been asked to do that before in his career, and we think that he can do it, the way we want it done and be productive in our system and not really worry or concern himself with statistics or numbers or, net and gross and all that stuff. But we just want to make sure that we're trying to give ourselves an opportunity to do what we want to do when we send the punt team on the field. Whether directional or, put it up there high and let our gunners cover it or, whatever it may be. There's a lot of things we ask, like I said, of the punter. And, just felt like Mitch would give us an opportunity to improve.
From an offensive perspective, everybody tries to avoid every ass foul that's.
Yep.
How do you end up with the ball on hands a lot of times?
I don't think, be careful what I say here, I'm not sure that there's a better defensive back in terms of being able to read the rush and do what he needs to do in coverage at the same time than Ed Reed. Because the reason he's where the ball is because he has such a great sense of how much longer the quarterback can hold it, or in many cases, how much longer he can't hold it. And so he's reading the eyes of the quarterback. At the same time, he's seeing the rush and how effective it's being, or the blitz and how effective the blitz is being. And so he makes a determination at some point during the play, there's no way the quarterback can come back to this side, because either he's going to be on his back or he's going to let go of the ball. And so, he gets a great jump. And, even though you say, don't throw it where Ed Reed's at, you don't try to ever do that, but a lot of times he ends up being over near the football, and that's why, because he sees the rush and he gauges how much time the guy standing there with the ball has left, and then he makes his mind up and he just runs, and usually he's right. That's the scary part, is there's very few times where he's wrong and he goes somewhere where he shouldn't be. So he covers the entire field back there many times, and it's one of the greatest challenges a quarterback will face, no doubt about it.
What does Eddie Royal do so well as a returner? Why is he such a good returner?
Eddie has good vision, handles the ball well, and he's got very good quickness. And I think to be a good returner, you've got to be able to make a lateral move here or there during the course of the play in order to get yourself free from a would-be tackler, and then continue up the field. He doesn't take him long to stop and start, and that's something that he showed in, obviously, in the San Diego game, and he's done, in his 2-year career here. So, and then he did it in college the same way. So he's just got great quickness, vision, good ball skills, gets the ball up the field, understands what we're asking of him, and, makes productive, positive plays for us.
What is your philosophy in terms of using him? Because at one point, you didn't seem like you wanted to use him. You were trying other folks. Maybe you weren't happy with what you saw. What is your philosophy on using a starting offensive player as a returner?
We're going to try to, you know, we're going to try to use the player that can give us the most production. You know, at the same time, you're trying to be smart with, you know, I don't think there's been a game where, you know, there may have been one game where Eddie didn't return, but most of the time he's going to be back there sometime, you know. But if you're, I know there's one situation where he got dinged a little bit, and, you know, you try to be smart with, you know, if the player is exhausted or tired or what have you. You know, you want to make sure you have other people ready to go, and that's all we've ever done is try to make sure we have more than one return guy that's ready and available during the game, because you never know when you're going to have to use them. You know, we even used another returner last week in San Diego, and Eddie had, you know, a lot of momentum going his way, and, you know, but again, some of those plays take their toll on you, and you just make sure that you share the load with somebody, whether it be Alfonso or Peyton, you know, did it earlier in the year, so... you know, just always want to make sure you have more than one.
Why hasn't been? He hasn't been incorporated as much in the offense.
He's incorporated as much as everybody else is. Well, we're not going to throw him the ball if he's covered, and we're not going to throw him the ball if they're taking him away. We're going to throw it to somebody else, and that philosophy's worked pretty good so far.
How would you compare Brian Dawkins and Ray Lewis in terms of intangibles?
I don't know Ray personally, but you can tell by obviously seeing him on TV and listening to him speak and watching him play that the game's very important to both of them. I think the emotion and enthusiasm and energy that they both play with affect their teams positively every single time they're on the field. They find a way to make big plays every game, and that's a unique thing to great players, that they can impact the game every week. And even though everybody on the other side of the ball is trying to stop them from making a great play, they still find a way to do it. And I think that's what separates those two and many other great players in this league from other players, is that they always seem to make a big play when their team needs it, and they never seem to have a bad day.
Does their defense seem much different to you now without
It has changed, definitely. It has changed, but there's still plenty of problems. You know, the players, it starts with the players, you know, and they still have Suggs and Lewis and Reed and Nada and Greg, and I mean, they got a lot of problems that you have to deal with. And, you know, their disguise is good. They blitz you differently, you know, than maybe they did last year, but still very effective. They create a lot of turnovers, you know, so it's still the same, I would say, same style, same players, maybe a little bit toned down, if you will, from what Rex does on a regular basis. But again, everything starts with the guys that they have wearing the helmets, and that's a great defense.
What do you mean by toned down?
Not as unorthodox, maybe. Rex is, you know, one of a kind, or very close to one of a kind, in terms of what he asks his players to do in terms of disguising. And you may have four guys lined up on the same side of the center and nobody on the other side, and there's still some of that, but not as much as what I remember from playing Rex Ryan defenses in the past.
Brian, obviously, San Diego game had a hamstring in the first half. Mm-hmm. Well enough to come back.
Yep.
He didn't practice a couple days ago. Is that just more precautionary because, you know, you want to try to, you know, save him? Because he hasn't practiced early in the week other weeks too when he didn't have
to. He's, you know, he's had some things he's dealing with, you know, but he'll be out there today. And just works as hard as anybody else does in terms of preparing his body for the game.
Did you say you're a veteran-friendly coach? If a guy needs it.
Nobody comes and asks me for a day off. They just, you know, I mean, I think I'm like most other people that tries to monitor what their team needs in terms of the health of the overall player. And if there's a guy that's banged up that, you know, is trying to work through it, but it probably doesn't make sense for him to go out there and practice, you know, in order for us to have his best on Sunday, then we try to make a smart decision and keep him out.
People have seen you now. There's a clip of you wired on the sidelines discussing something with
I think we ask a lot of them, and you know, I think that we go through the week and we prepare so hard, and I know that they prepare very hard, and Kyle puts in a tremendous amount of time, as do the other quarterbacks. And I think that we demand so much of them during the week, and we get it out of them, and then you go to game day, and you want to have the same results. And so, you know, any conversations that we have with the quarterbacks, you know, during the course of the game are always designed at trying to get the best out of them. Sometimes that comes across, you know, in a different way. But I think they all know that the meaning of the conversation is what's important, not how somebody's saying it. And that's fine. And I think all quarterbacks understand that. And I think these guys really understand that on game day, it's a different, you know, I'm a different person. And I think they are too. And we're just trying to get the best out of everybody. But yes, I think I am tough on them, ultimately.